Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters on Advent Light, Held to Reform Thursday. Good evening. Welcome, everyone who joined. We're going to offer a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for the privilege, Lord, that we can join this evening to give you the praise that due to you. Father, help us that we recognize you about you and the goodness and all the things you have done. Help us to be faithful tonight as we join. Help us to share your words. Help us to give you all the praise that due to you, because your work we have to continue to do. You have set the pace for us, and now we are your ambassador. Help us, Lord, that we will represent you in everything we do. And as we join here this day to fellowship and to give praise, we ask you to pour your holy, sweet spirit upon us tonight, that our heart will be charged and we will be blessed. Thank you, Lord, for hearing, and thank you for answering. Yes, my dear beloved, we welcome you to Health Reform Thursday. And we are going to open the line for our songs of praise by our dear sister, Sister Barnaby, and she will be also reading the scripture in our prayer. So the line is now open. 518-650, my dear sister, thank you. Your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I'm calling from Albany in New York, and I will sing my song. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks a drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest choral ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. All glory to the dying Lamb, I now believe in Jesus. I love the blessed Savior's name, I love the name of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest choral ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. His name dispels my guilt and fear, no other name but Jesus. Oh, how my soul delights to hear the precious name of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest choral ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. And when he comes to bring the crown of life and glory, then by his side we will sit down and tell redemption's story. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest choral ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. And I'm going to read Mark 5 from verse 25 to 30. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. 30 and last, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Oh, Father, who art in heaven. Lord, I just want to praise you. I just want to thank you. I just want to magnify you. I just want to exalt you, God. I just want to lift you up because your name is worthy to be praised. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. You are such a mighty and a compassionate God. You heal the sick. You raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you receive and freely you give. Lord, we just have to have faith in you. Just help me to lift my faith to you, O God, and to trust in you. So no matter what, O God, you are near me, and you are my God. Father, I put this prayer line into your hand. I'm enjoying this prayer line. Thank you for this prayer line, and thank you for Sister Powell and Sister Leola and all those who are leading out on this prayer line. Father, into your hand I put this prayer line. I'm asking you to build an edge around this prayer line, oh God. Consecrate it, dear Father, and let it work the way you want it to work, Heavenly Father. Lord, please extend it so that it may be more days, God. Father, you said to ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and it shall find. Knock, and it will be opened. So, Lord, I'm knocking at your door. I'm seeking from you, and I'm asking you, dear God, to extend this prayer line. Lord, I'm just coming boldly before you so that you may hear my prayer. Bless all those who are on this line partaking and those who are silent listening. Lord, help us to lift our faith to you, O God, and to depend on you, because you is the author and the finisher of everything. I'm asking you to take all our families, touch them, O God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Anoint them with your Holy Spirit. Create in us clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit in all of us. Cast us not away from your present, Heavenly Father, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Consecrate us, dear God, with your power, with your grace, with your might, with your love, with your compassion. Father, I put all the families before you, all our families, God. You know them by name, and you know them by nature, and you know their desire, and you know everything that they are doing, and you know what they are in need of. Father, supply our needs according to your riches in glory. Heal our body, O God. Purify our body, sanctify our body, cleanse our body, and help us to live and take care of our body so that we can praise you, magnify you, honor you, and exalt you. Because you is God, and you are God alone, and your name is worthy to be praised. Thank you for being God. No one could be God but you. So, Lord Jesus, I put everything into your hand this evening. Take over. Run this world, oh God. You see everything that is going on in the world, what is happening. Man want to do as they like and want to run the world like the world belongs to them. But God, you said in Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All who dwell in the world belong to you. You have made us. You have breathed in us the breath of life. You have made us from the dust. And you put us on this earth, oh God. And each and every one of us is for our purpose. So, God, help us to fulfill our purpose. And help us not to exalt ourselves. Because exalting not going to be help us. Help us to humble ourselves, oh God, under your mighty hand. And you will exalt us. Lord, you never suffer the righteous to be forsaken, oh God. Nor his seed begging bread. You wish above all things that we should prosper, be in good health, glorify you, magnifying you, giving you thanks for all your goodness, dear God. So, Father, whatever is done on this line tonight, I'm asking you, help us, oh God, to have a clean hands and a pure heart so that when we pray and whatever we do, it will come up to you as sweet incense and the blessing will come down and bless all of us. Continue to take full control, Jesus. You see this country, what this country is going to. Father God, I know you are going to step in. Take control, dear Father. Do your will. Have your way. Let your will be done, I ask you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister, for bringing your song, our opening song, our reading scripture passage, the great physician now is near. Brothers, we need that great physician. The song said he is near. But now we need that great physician, and we just have to thank God that we have a physician that is near. And also by faith, sister, our dear sister, we have been noticing what this woman do with the scripture passage. She was sick for 12 years, and that great physician have healed her just with a touch. So there is nothing too hard that God cannot do. He is able to do all things. So we are thankful to know that he is there for us. And brothers and sisters on this line, I just want to welcome everyone. We have some new sisters who are joining us, and we want to let them know how much Advent Light appreciates their visit for the first time, and we are letting them know that there will be no more stranger from your visit. Advent Light, one time, prayer line, you are one of us. So we just want to thank you all for joining, and we asking you to press number one, and the line will be open. Well, I will just read a little disclaimer here right now. What we have tonight is Health Reform Thursday. We were focusing on the mind this morning in our early morning prayer. And it also stated here in Proverbs 17:22, a merry, rejoicing heart doeth good like a medicine. And we saw what our sister saw there a while ago, the great physician. The great physician know everything about us, and he wants us to have a merry heart. And also, brothers and sisters, we know that today is Health Thursday, where we deal with the health message, the medical missionary, the right arm to the gospel message. We cannot have a message without with the ministry of health, the ministry of healing. Our health missing ministry supposed to be tangled together hand in hand. And this is the reason why we are here, to let everyone know that we have a message that no other one have this message, and we have to enjoy by, you know, digesting it, study it, digest it, place it in this mind, so that we will be able to carry it out to others. So I will just read this little part here. There are quite a few readings, sister, and I so open the line. So I'm asking my sisters to get ready to open the line. And even our health tip will be coming from our sister. So we are asking her to press number one that we can deal with that. So we're going to read, our hearts are evil, you know, that heart of us, and we cannot change them. None of us cannot change them. And in education culture, the exercise of the will, human effort, all have their purpose here, but here they are powerless. They may produce an outward correction of behavior, but they cannot change the heart. They cannot purify the spring of life. There must be a power working from within and new life from above before men can be changed from sin to holiness. So we know we talk a lot about this three-letter word, sin, and from sin to holiness, because our Father wants us to be holy. It said that power is Christ. Is Christ, his grace alone can quicken the lifeless faculties of the soul and attract it to God, to holiness. And this we find it in Steps of Christ 18 and AG 120 paragraph 3. No man receive holiness as birthright or as a gift for any other human being. Holiness is a gift of God through Christ. So tonight, this is the gift that we want, my brothers and sisters, holiness. And only God can give us holiness. And if we trust him and depend upon him, he is willing and ready to give us that holiness that we need. So let us remember those words and also those promises. I am going to open the line for our health tip. Brothers and sisters, we just asking you to press number one that we can open. So the next voice you will hear is our dear sister who will bring her health tip tonight to us. 518-482, your line is open, your name and where you're calling from, because we have new brothers.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Cancinelli from upstate New York. I am happy to be here this evening to join my voice in giving God praise and thanks for his wonderful blessings, for his protection over us during the past days of this week. And here we all are to give God praise and thanks. What a wonderful day it is. We are enjoying some nice weather. Not nice, some may not call it nice, but I call it nice because it's cool. You could sleep in the night. It's not hot. And God is blessing all of us because that's why we are here this evening on this line. I just want to speak on just a little on poor circulation. poor circulation is a common sickness that many of us, as we age, we get poor circulation in our feet, in our legs, in our hands, and it causes a lot of trouble. And they call that poor circulation, they're known as peripheral artery disease. And it produces all kinds of problems. Symptoms of poor circulation include pain and swelling in the leg, low energy, tired, aching feet, cramps, cold hands and feet, infection caused by bacterial spread quickly in areas of bad circulation. And you may find that your legs, your hands, or your feet have a habit of falling asleep, giving you that numb feeling. If left untreated, circulation can lead to heart disease, stroke, and extreme cases, amputation. My brothers and sisters, I have seen this so many times. Poor circulation may be the result of certain medical conditions too. Medical causes, aside circulation, can be adversely affected by poor lifestyle. And these also be addressed when seeking to improve your circulation. So we just want to thank God for these little things that we can do to improve our circulation. Number one, the first thing when you get up in the morning, you could take a cold shower, a cold bath, or a cold towel rub, and follow this with a thorough rubbing with a dry, coarse towel. The next thing that you could do is to take plenty of outside exercise, outdoor breathing, deep. Taking in, breathing in, one, two, in and out. And then you go on an eliminating diet of vegetable juice for 3 or more days. Drinking plenty of red clover tea. Mix the following ingredients and you drink it, and it will help your circulation. And another thing that you could do is to eat plenty of raw food. The majority of your food should be raw as possible. Take cool showers, then take a hot shower, and do this every morning. Another thing is to take some hot Epsom salt bath each day, using 4 pounds of salt per bath. Have an Epsom salt rub and massage daily. You cannot remember all of this, but at least some you would remember something to do. Take one capsule cayenne pepper 3 times daily. And don't forget to get up early in the morning, take a walk, a dew walk in the grass before the sun is up, and drink 1 tablespoon garlic, 1 tablespoon onion, half a tablespoon ginger root. Mix all of these and you can have a good circulation and a pleasant day. Okay, so that's my little tip for you for today on circulation. Because circulation is one of the many of the disease that really affects, it affects young people, but more when you get more advanced in years, we suffer with that type of stuff, poor circulation. It says, for God so loved the world, in 1 John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This evening I just want to say God is good. And I'm going to say a short prayer, asking God to bless all those who are on this line tonight and who are in the sound of my voice, that they may know some of these little tips. But, you know, it's good to refresh the memory. I'm asking God daily to make me a blessing that I could help somebody. And I'm going to sing one verse of this song. Make me a blessing. And I want the Lord to make all of us a blessing on this line tonight. So, Father, I come to you. We come to you, Lord, realizing our great need for you. We realize that without you, this evening, we could not even be on this line. But because of your mercy, because of your blessing, because of your goodness towards us, that's the reason why we can be here listening in to whatever is being taken place here. Father, we pray that you will bless each one on this line that is here this evening, that you will give them strength, that you will give them help, you will give them understanding. And help that as we try to explain your word in whatever little form it may take, Lord, we pray that you will continue to give us understanding hearts, that we may be able to understand your word. And as we understand your word, Lord, we may be willing to explain it to others, help others to know that your coming is near. Because as we look around, Lord, and we see the times in which we are living and the things that are happening so fast in quick succession, Lord, sometimes we cannot even think every time we turn on the air, the radio, there's some bad news. But, Father, we are expecting these things because we are in a world of sickness and we're in a world of sin and sorrow. And nothing won't get better. Things won't get worse. So, please, let us prepare our mind to when these bad things come, not to be surprised, Lord, but to give us the faith we need that we may be able to stand up and to say, yes, these things are pointing to Christ's soon return. So this evening, Lord, we pray that you will bless each one again, I pray. Strengthen us that we may hold together as one and that we may uplift your name, so that we may be a blessing. I'm going to sing one. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going
amen,
to sing one
amen.
Verse of this song. Make me a blessing. Out of the high risen virus of life, many a weary and sad carry the sadness with the rise, making the sorrow in glass. Make me a blessing. Make us a blessing. Make us a blessing to someone today. goodness.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister, for that health tip. Brothers and sisters, God is good. He is worthy to be praised. Make us a blessing to someone today, right? We are thankful to our dear sister for the health tip of poor circulation. And she told us that we got a lot from her, the problem poor circulation caused. And we have to thank God that even though the poor circulation is there, we have some good tip of remedy, you know, that we can use. And we can go back, my dear sister. We hear that our sister had placed is the 8 laws of health out of our study a while ago with the health tip. And we know that God have given us 8 doctor's call, right? The 8 laws of health. And we're going to just go run through it a little, and then, brothers and sisters, we're going to open the line. So the health that we're supposed to have and be obedient with it, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperature, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And that is our remedy. And we just want to thank God that he was so loving. He was so kind to each one of us that he gave us these wonderful health tips for us that we can be obedient to follow his command. So, my dear sister, we just want to thank you for your presentation. God is so good. He is so great. And also, let us try to give a blessing. Make a blessing to everyone, you know. Make us as a blessing to everyone we come contact with. God is good. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, asking you to press number one. I'm going to start to open some line. There was a line here that I should open, but I have not. Oh, this line, yes. Okay, I'm going to open this line. 272-770, your line is open. 272-770-8, your line is open. Can you tell your
Thank
name
you,
and
Sister
where you're calling
Powell.
From? Amen.
Thank you,
Can
Sister
you tell
Powell.
Your name?
Thank you, Sister
Amen.
Powell. My name Hi, sweetheart. God bless you all. My name is Tymeco Creston, and I'm in Pennsylvania.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, welcome, my dear sister.
Thank you. I'm very happy and grateful to be on the line with all my beautiful brothers and sisters. I thank you so much, and I give praise and glory to our beautiful, precious Lord above. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, from Pennsylvania. We are so blessed today to have our young, you know, this is our young granddaughter, Sister Tamika from Pennsylvania, join us. And she's so grateful, thankful for us that she is able to join us on the line today. So I just want to they welcome you, my dear sister, granddaughter. I want you to know that you are no more stranger on Advent Light. So, Advent, we have a new granddaughter on the line, Sister Tamika, and we are asking you to lift her up in prayer. God is so good. He is so great. He is worthy to be praised. Right, I'm opening this line now. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I would like to read you prayer. Dear God, I'm so thankful for the fact that I am eternal yours. Lord, I thank you for what your Son Jesus Christ did for me. I would not be able to call you my Father if it wasn't for Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this eternal gift and the heavenly inheritance. I can be confident in. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord because of his goodness and his Son. And we just want to ask for prayer for Advent Light, for the homeless, all the sickness, all the Advent prayer line, my brothers and sisters on and off the line, all those that left the line. We pray they come back, all the newcomers, and we just want to pray for all the ones that's going to be coming to the prayer line. Amen. We just want to thank God for his goodness. We want to pray for all the help that we take to run this prayer line, our good help, good Samaritans. Thank God for them, and thanks for God. We wouldn't have them, okay? And we just want to thank God because he's worthy to be praised. And I find a lot of people take it for granted, and they just don't know how good we have it because just look at all the people that died, and we still amongst this war. And they just got to count their blessing and just get on the prayer line and say, I just want to thank God or thank his Son. You know, that's all I got to say. And that's it, you know. That's easy. Just give him thanks.
Mm.
So, you know, just lift him up because you know you wouldn't have been here. And you don't have to, he didn't have to leave. You stay here. Just thank him. And, you know, that gets your word in. That's a step forward. So just pray for me and my family and continue praying for all of Advent Light and all the other brothers and sisters' projects they ask for. And God bless each and everybody. Amen. Hold on a minute.
Amen.
Yes, I'd just say hello. This is John from Home, Brother John from Home, Louisiana. And I'll just give a quick testimony. I know I was, the other day had some rain. And the rain was really bad the other day. And I was only like about 15 minutes from the house. And as I was making it on home, and the rain was coming down so hard. At first it wasn't that bad, but then it started coming down so hard, and it was just blowing and swaying, and it was so hard to see. You know, it was coming down hard and hard, and I could see the yellow on the road, and I could see the white line on the other side of me, on the passenger side. Like, and I was so close to a few stores, and I even had a hospital right nearby, and I was just, I knew I was only like 5 minutes from home, though, and I just looked at the hospital. And I thought to myself, let me turn in here and just maybe go in there and sit down a little while because this is really, all I could see is a yellow line and a white line a little bit, you know. And then I thought about, I said, well, I'm only 5 minutes. And I said, I just thought to myself, I said, well, I'll be preaching about faith, you know, and telling, well, I said, I'll be preaching about faith. Wow, that's good. I wanted to say I'll be telling about faith. I went a step above that time. I just wanted to say I've been telling people, you know, about keeping the faith and everything, what I've been taught and what I, you know, hear about in the Bible and everything. But I said to myself, well, maybe it's a test of faith. And I looked at it as a test of faith. And instead of me pulling over to the hospital, I just kept a drive. And I said, 5 more minutes to the house. It won't be long. And I just, even the lightning was booming and everything. And I just kept my hand steady on the steering wheel, gripped it, and just didn't go too fast, did about 35, you know, all the way home, about 35 as the rain was just the thunder and lightning, the rain, everything, and I just kept the faith that I'll make it home. I prayed as I was driving, and it's like I just said, and the next thing you look about pulling up in the yard, I just felt so good, you know, that I kept my faith. I was making home. I went to the house and I told my wife about it, and I'm still proud of myself for, you know, believing in the Lord that day. And he did make sure I got back safely on in the house too, you know. And it's like right when I was pulling up in the house, when I got real close, I just started actually slacking up, and I was like, wow, I'm almost to the house now, and it's slacking up. And it's almost like if I would have just turned in the hospital, I'd been okay. But it just goes to show that just a little bit further, if you hang on to the faith, just a little bit further, just hold on a little bit longer. You never know what's on the other side, you know. So it's like a little further down the road, you never know. And that what it was, a little further down the road, the rain had slacked up, and I pulled on in the yard and told the Lord, thank you. Yeah, I made it back safe. So I just wanted to share that testimony and just let everybody know sometimes things look a little rough, but just hang in there because you never know. A little further down the road, just hang on a little longer, and the Lord going to reveal and make everything all right. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for this testimony. You know, God is good. God is great. I am so thankful to know that you have that faith in God, to trust God despite of the weather condition, as you were talking, really, as you were just sharing. You know, I know when lightning and rain and you can't see the road, I know how difficult it is. And there were two opinions you have. You want to stop at the hospital, but you have trust in God, praying, Lord, what must I do? Must I stop or must I continue? And God have given you the instruction what to do. And you, by faith, you take your time, and God with his angel allow you to reach home safely. Brother John, God is good. He is worthy to be praised. And I thank God that all these object lessons is something for us to know, that despite of what we are going through, it may be difficult, as our dear sister a while ago with her Bible, our scripture passage and the story about this woman with the issue of blood. It was 12 long years she was suffering, but she had faith in God and believed. The physician on earth could, at that time, those physicians couldn't help her, but that's the great physician now is near, Jesus. She heard about him and know where he is, and by faith she went. And you know what? She was healed. So, Brother John, God can do all things. Thank you for this wonderful testimony. And brothers and sisters, not care how hard it is, let us trust God and know that God is able, especially when we are be obedient to his command and following his will. God is able to carry us through. Brothers and sisters, we thank you all for joining this evening. We have a full house, but we are asking our sister and brothers to press number one so that they will able to share this evening, to tell about the goodness of God, what God have been doing for them, how much they are blessed, you know, for to see the blessings that God have poured upon them. So we are asking you all to press number one. Right, because you know that Sister Powell alone do not want to talk. Please do not shy. We welcome our newcomers, new sisters and brothers who are on the line who join us. We are just introducing you guys to the others here, and we are letting you know that you are no stranger on the line. We are just one big family. And we are asking you to press number one so that you can share with what a song, a prayer request, a testimony of praise, a reading of your favorite scripture. You will have the opportunity now to do it. That's all. 423-635, your line is open.
Hello, good evening. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell. This is Sister Carla calling from Tennessee, and I'm just praising the Lord on a natural high all day long, just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his love. I have a dear sister visiting from Florida. Sister Sophia is here with me today. Well, she's been, you know, all this week, but she's here with me. But I'm just thanking the Lord. Just today I was able to get a lot done. Just like yesterday, I planted a couple of trees and some shrubs and different stuff. And I passed out tracts. I passed out books. I encouraged my client wife, and she was asking me questions and stuff, and I encouraged her. And she was like, after, you know, when I was getting ready to leave, she said, "I really enjoy talking to you." So just, you know, reflecting on that. And I said, "Lord, thank you. That's why you have me and others to be able to go into the home to reach these people, because these, you know, a lot of these people are not in our church. They're from the Sunday church. So we're able to go into their home and reach them. And I just thank the Lord for this type of job and for the ministry as a whole. Amen. And I just want to share something from my devotion. And let's see. I just want to share from my devotion. I'll start in the middle of the paragraph. It says, "Forgetting the things that are behind, and let us press forward in the heavenward way. Let us neglect no opportunity." I'm sorry, I lost my spot. "Let us neglect no opportunity that, if improved, will make us more useful in God's service. Then, like threads of gold, holiness will run through our lives, and the angels beholding our consecration will repeat the promise, 'I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of fire.'" And that's Isaiah chapter 13, verse 12. Continue reading. "All heaven rejoice when weak, faulty human beings give themselves to Jesus to live his life." So I was just encouraged by this, that God is going to make us more precious than gold. And, you know, I know I'm weak, and when I give myself to Jesus, when I ask him to come into my heart and to live out his life in my life, he's going to make me strong, and he's going to give me his strength, his endurance, and his perseverance. And I just want to thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line, and I just want to encourage each and every one of my brothers and sisters to keep pressing forward and don't give up. Sometimes we have trials and difficulties, but at the end of the road, you know, there's a way, you know, and we'll be rejoicing and giving our testimonies as we come through our trials. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Your friend is going to talk, Sister Carla?
Yes, ma'am. She's a precious soul. She has to talk. Amen. Say hi.
Hi. Hi.
Good evening.
Well, I'm visiting from North Florida, and it's a blessing to know Carla. Just met her this week. We've known each other for a week, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. We've been talking, but
we've been sisters for a while, yeah. And I'm her older sister. She has to, yeah.
Respect.
But anyway, I'm from Jamaica. I just I hope you guys pray for me as I head back this tomorrow. Yes. I pray for the prayer group, yes.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, thank you, Sister Carla. And also, friend, Sister Carla, she's a sweetheart. She's my daughter. And I may say that she will, or everyone will just join Sister Carla. Sister Carla is a wonderful, God-fearing woman. And I just want to give God thanks that you were able, just a week, to meet a wonderful friend. And I know Sister Carla, one day she will be coming to Jamaica. So anytime she comes, I know you will see her. So welcome on this line. And you can also take the number when you go home. You can also call us. We are here and we will be praying for you, my dear sister. God bless. All right. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters on this line, we're asking you to press number one that we can share before we go into prayer and also go into the message. Right. So I'm going to open this line. 804-238, your line is open. Can you tell where you're calling from? 804-238, your line is open. 805-815-386, your line is open. All right, brothers and sister, I saw the line here was opening. I just let you know that you are no stranger on the line. Just press the line and I will just open your line. 805-386, your line is open. Can you check your phone? Is it mute? All right. Okay, brothers and sisters, we have some family here on the line and they're just going on and off. So we just want to know what is happening. So we ask you if your phone is on mute. All right.
Hello?
That's okay. Okay, just, okay. Hello?
Sister Payne is calling in.
Okay, Sister Payne. Welcome,
yes.
Sister Payne.
Yes. Yes, thank you. I think I want to sing a song.
Amen.
Can I sing
amen.
A song?
Sure, my dear sister. Thanks.
Okay. I just want to say I thank God for all of who is on the line. It's my first time, and I'm just thanking God that he has given me the access that I can get onto the line. And my testimony is that God is alive and I am well. And I pray God for the same thing for all of us. So I'll just do my song now.
Amen. Amen.
Who can cheer the heart like Jesus by his precious all divine, true and tender, pure and precious. Oh, how blessed to call him mine. All that thrill my soul is Jesus, is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I'll see. Love of Christ so freely given, grace of God beyond degree, mercy higher than the heavens, deeper than the deepest sea. All that thrill my soul is Jesus. Is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000. Oh, my blessed Lord I just want to say thank God for you people, and I pray that next week I will have my voice will be better. Have a good day, and I thank God for I'm on the line. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Kim, for this wonderful song. It's okay. Who can change your heart like Jesus? Brothers and sisters, only Jesus can change your heart. And that is the reason why we are here, because we need our heart to be changed. And only Jesus can do it. So we want to thank you, my dear sister, for the first time. And we just want to let you know that Advent family welcome you on Health Reform Thursday. And we are letting you know that you are no more stranger on the line. You are a part of Advent family. So thank you for joining, and just enjoy the rest of the program. Thank you. 631-552, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Blessing good night, Sister Paula. Blessing good night, Advent Light family. This is Brother O'Neill calling from Bronx, New York. I want to thank God for his goodness. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for everything he has been doing for me and his many blessings that I have received from him. I want to give a testimony to the honor and glory of God. The other day as we went out, last Sabbath, I went out. We were giving out books in the Morris Park area of the Bronx. And as we were giving out books, a lot of people, it was very chilly on Saturday while we were giving out the books. Was four young men and four men and one lady, one of our brethren, his wife came with us. And we like, Marsh Park is like four corners on the main. And four of us, we strategically placed that people passing from different directions, we could hand them out books like the Great Controversy, the National Thunder Law, and the Ministry of Healing, both in Spanish and in English. Because in the Bronx, you have a lot of different cultural languages like Spanish and English speaking people. So we always purchase books to accommodate each and everyone. And while I was giving out one of the books, this man, he took the book and he threw it into the trash. And I just started praying same time for him, you know. Because many people don't understand that we are living in the hour of judgment, and angels are taking records of every action that we do, knowingly and unknowingly, you know. So I want to thank God for that. But I want to share something, because I'm the person that bring in the news as I get it. I'm diluted. I try to share it. On the latest event that take place right now with this COVID vaccine, we see that it is orchestrated by the enemy himself, and his ultimate goal is to wipe out humanity. And we have to be focused on the method that Christ has given unto us. As I read over the weekend, after we had a Bible study, after we did the book distribution, and we focused on 2 Kings chapter 5 with Elisha and Naaman. Naaman who came to Israel, that means that Naaman is from a different place, from Syria, and he came down to Judah to meet with the prophet Elijah for his leprosy to be healed. We should not. That is telling me as I was studying that, we studied that Bible study we did for about an hour and a half after we finished book distribution. Some of the young men that came with us, that was their first time that they came. And we studied that scripture passage for about an hour with prayer and the Holy Spirit aid. So people from the world were coming to the prophet Elisha for healing. Naaman came for healing. So God has set up things for his people, for his church, that the world should be going to, coming to us, not we going to the world, because based on what God has shared with us. The latest happening, I think our phone line is not muted on the call. send me any feedback. The latest thing, children next to be sacrificed to COVID-19 MRI injection as 12-year-old girl is paralyzed during trial. That's April 19, 2021. I guess the line is not muted on the it says, hello?
Yeah, I am here. Yeah, I'm here, Brother Honey.
Yeah, but I said, like, I was hearing a background feed just now.
Okay,
hello?
Yes, we are asking your sister, if you're not talking, you can mute your line.
Hello?
All right, brother. Yes, we are on the line.
Hello? Okay,
excuse me. I don't understand what's going on. I never opened my line, but my line is open, and I have pressed 1 several times, and it's still open, and I never open it.
Okay.
No, well, I open your line. What number you are?
804-238.
Yeah, you did
yes,
open
well,
our
right,
line. But
right now your line is closed. Okay. Sorry. Yes, I tried to open your line because I put it over the X for me to open. And I opened it once, but I said, I called the number, nobody respond. So it's closed now. Thank you. Yes, Brother O'Neill.
Okay.
Give me a little more volume, Brother O'Neill. You like
okay,
to talk near the floor.
Are you hearing me now? You hear me now better?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It says, hello? Children next to be sacrificed to COVID-19 MRI injection. A 12-year-old girl is paralyzed during trial. You heard that? The 12-year-old girl said, both Moderna and Pfizer have announced recently that they are beginning trials of their COVID mRNA injection on children between the ages of 6 months and 11 years old. Moderna currently has a trial ongoing with children between the ages of 12 and to 17, with about 3,000 participant, and apparently one of those participants is a 12-year-old girl named Maddie, is now paralyzed for the waist down, and reported is now suffering from an inability to urinate on her own, a bowel obstruction, excruciating pain, fainting episodes, and other neurological problems. Sacrificing children for medical research is evil. Back in the day of Israel, we had a situation with the other nations, and God distinctly warned his people not to practice what the heathen practice. And we see when you start using children to go into these sacrifices, we know that Satan ultimate goal is to destroy our young children from their birth. So we see that it is an attack on humanity from the that they start in the trial from 12 to 17. Now they're starting from 6 months old, a 6 month old getting a COVID-19 vaccine. What that will do to that child. So we see that this thing is attack on natural immunity by the devil. So what he's trying to say is that God didn't build the human system with anything to protect themselves. They have to depend on whatever man concocts that will cause great problem to the human system. So we have to analyze and see. So it says, who's mole? It says here, who was the Canaanite god? Molech. So Molech was one of the Canaanite gods that the other nations usually worship. The Canaanites and the Amorites. In Leviticus 18:21, it says, Leviticus 18:21, it says, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie. So it says in verse 21, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. So we see here, Molech was an ancient god worshipped by the people neighboring Israel during Old Testament time. While much about the nature and origin of are uncertain, the Bible mentioned Molech on 8 occasions, providing some context regarding the problems associated with the ancient god. So we see the first mention of Molech was in Leviticus 18:21. And then in Leviticus 20, verse 68, it says, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever ye be of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with God. And I will set my face against that man, verse 3, cut him off from among his people, because he had given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. Verse 4, and if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Molech, and kill him not. So the sacrifice of Molech, the child sacrifice back then, what they usually do is give their child, pass their child through the fire. And if that child survives, that child will get crowned with a lot of gifts and be held up, that is, above any other child, because they passed through the fire. And that is paganism at its best. That is human sacrifice. And that was invented by the Canaanites and the Amorites. We're doing those practices, and God says that his people should never indulge in these things. We should not practice these things. But there was a king that did it too. First Kings 11, verse 7. First Kings 11, verse 7. First Kings. First Kings 11, verse 7, it says, I go back from verse 4. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, and his wives turned away his heart after other gods. Who turned Solomon after other gods? His wives. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord, his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Asherah, that's one of the gods, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Amorites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not full after the Lord, as did David his father. Verse 7, then did Solomon build a high place from Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, for Molech, abomination of the children of Ammon. Verse 8, and likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burn incense and sacrifice unto their G-O-D gods, singular G. So we see that Solomon even strayed and did human sacrifice unto Molech, So we see now in 2021, we see men are doing the same thing in different ways. So God is warning his people to stay away from these things. God has purchased us at an infinite price with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And we should not. I'm closing with these two thoughts. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. This is a well-known text from Adventists. For Adventists, non-Adventists may not read this text. But 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. It says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" We are not owners of our life. One of my favorite childhood texts was Psalms 100, verse 3. "Knowing not that the Lord has made us, and not we ourselves." God has made us. We don't own ourselves. It is God that created us. In Genesis chapter 2, we see that. God formed man from the dust of the earth and blew into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. For ye are bought with a price. God owns us by creation and redemption. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. God has the manual for the human body. In other words, not Dr. Fauci or Bill Gates or these people. They don't have the manual for the human body. Only one person has the manual for the human body, and that is God, Jesus Christ, his son as well.
Amen.
So, I'm going to share now.
Amen.
This quote, and then I close. One second. As I see so many people are confused by what is going on, and we forget that God has given us one of the most precious message, the health message. No other church has this message but us, the people of God. I'm going to share this quote. This is coming from Testimony Volume 5. Testimony Volume 5, page 455, paragraph 2. God has called his church, the Assembly Adventist Church. As he called ancient Israel. Who called ancient Israel? God. Through Abraham, he said he's going to make a great nation. Through Abraham, right? To stand as light in the earth by the mighty cleaver of truth. The message of the first, the second, the third angels, he has separated them from the churches and from the world to bring them into a sacred nearness to himself. God wants to be near to us. He says, he has made them the depositaries. You know when somebody gives you something? Depositaries. God has placed the transaction of the human family in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. His law, and has committed to them the great truths of the prophecy for this time, 2021. Like the holy oracles committed to ancient Israel, these are the sacred truth to be communicated to the world. The three angels of Revelation 14 represent the people who accept the light of God's message and go forth as his agents to sound the warning throughout the length and breadth of the earth. Christ declared to his followers, "Ye are the light of the world." To every soul that accepts Jesus, the cross of Calvary speaks. Behold the rod of the soul. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature in the world. Not even COVID-19. Nothing. Not even the mark of the beast. It is all important work for time. It is to be far-reaching as eternity. The love that Jesus manifests for the souls of men in the sacrifice which he has made for their redemption will activate all his followers. Now is not the time to depend on man. Now is not the time to be complacent. Now is time to run with the horsemen, because soon this work will close. Soon, mercy gate will be closed. This day, for the night cometh when no man shall work. The person that you see today, you may not see them tomorrow. The person that you know, I don't know. The person that I know, Sister Paul, don't know. The person that is within our surrounding, let us reach them for Christ. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear brother, for that highlight, right? And also for this reading, and as you were reading about Solomon, right? What he has done, sacrifice unto the God of God. And it said here that the Lord was hungry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, right? So God was hungry with Solomon, and he had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but to keep not that which the Lord commanded. So, brothers and sisters, as we are on the line, we listen to their report and see what they are doing with children, sacrificing children, and point out to what was happening, what was taking place in those times with the Lord Christ. And Christ was really wrought with what his manservant Solomon was doing. So we know that the devil is out there and he's doing a lot of things. So we just have to keep our eyes upon Jesus. And even though these things is happening, keep presenting these things to God. I'm going to open the line for the speaker and ask her if she could put up a prayer, if she could pray for us. And then the next voice you will hear is the speaker, Sister Stephanie, who will present. And thank everyone for listening and for also joining. Let's open 301-868. Your line is open. I'm asking
howdy you, do.
Please, if you could.
Sure. Howdy do, beloved. Let's bow our heads in reverence as we continue just to linger a little longer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're so thankful, Lord, that you have given us this opportunity this day, Lord, so that we can become closer and higher. We can be transformed by your power. Lord, as we know, there's so many things that are going on around us. You said in John 14, let not our heart be troubled. Lord, we thank you so much for those promises. We thank you for your grace and your mercies. I ask you to forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you. Touch my lips with coals so that the message that you have in store will be one that will stir our hearts and bring us higher. Bring us higher towards you, God. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. So tonight we want to say welcome to the chat and chew. I have to catch myself, right? Let me tell you, I have to catch myself. To the Advent Light Ministry help message. Let me tell you, beloved, I have been on about 6 different lines today, right? I've been to a funeral. I've been called up in council to answer. But what I want to say, God is awesome. So this is Health Thursday, and we are going to quickly. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing that information. I heard Mom was talking about Solomon, what he did and agitate the heart of our Heavenly Father. And so I am going to share some things with you all today. Genesis 1, verse 29 through 30, and it says, "And that God said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed," we can never hear too much, "which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for what? For meat." And verse 30, the last sentence says, "I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so." And then I'm just going to segue. That was from the Old Testament. I'm going to segue into the New Testament, and I'm in 3 John. The epistle of 3 John, verse 1 through 4, it reads, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the true." No, I missed something. "Beloved," verse 2, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Verse 3 says, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." And verse 4 says, "I have," what? "No greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." And as the, in truth, and this is the Health Thursday, I know Sister Powell wants to share just quickly the 8 doctrines that makes house call, that we need to make sure that we're utilizing. I heard Brother O'Neill talking about the health message that we have and the message that we have, that we are supposed to go boldly and present it, not hide it under a bushel, but present it boldly to everyone that we come in contact with. And we know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel. So, Sister Powell, can you just quickly give us those 8 doctrines that make house call?
Okay, we did it already. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God.
All right. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to jump into chapter 43, which is called A Higher Experience. Abide in me and I in you. And I'm going to touch on, I'm going to come back, I'm going to start a little bit with the privilege of prayer, right? So I'm going to do the privilege of prayer, and then I'm going to work work a little bit backwards. So I'm going to start with the privilege of prayer. If you have the big blue book, which is the parentheses, that's 507 through 509 or 449, all right, in the book that I have. And it says, "We too must have time set apart for meditation and prayer and for receiving spiritual refreshing. We do not value the power and efficacy of prayer as we should." The Word of God said we're supposed to pray without ceasing, right? "Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. We are seldom, in all respect, placed in the same position twice. We continually have new scenes and new trials to pass through where past experience cannot be a sufficient guide. We must have the continual light that comes from God." And I'm going to share a testimony where we're talking about trials. I'm going to come back to that. It says, Christ is ever sending messages to those who listen for his voice. On the night of his agony in Gethsemane, the sleeping disciples heard not the voice of Jesus. They had a dim sense of the angel's presence, but lost the power and glory of the scene. Because of their drowsiness and stupor, are we in a comatose mentality as everything is going on around us and unfolding? Because of their drowsiness and stupor, they failed of receiving the evidence that would have strengthened their souls for the terrible scenes before them. Thus today, the very men who need divine instruction often fail of receiving it because they do not place themselves in communion with heaven. The temptation to which we are daily exposed make prayer a necessity. Danger beset every path. Those who are seeking to rescue others from the vice and ruin are especially exposed to temptation. In constant contact with evil, they need a stronghold upon God, lest they themselves be corrupted. Short and decisive are the steps that lead men down from high and holy ground to a low level. That's what the enemy is trying to do, right? Get us from off holy ground, from up high down to low levels. In a moment, decision may be made that fix one's condition forever. One failure to overcome leaves the soul unguarded. One evil habit, if not firmly resisted, will strengthen into chains of steel, binding the whole man. The reason why so many are left to themselves in places of temptation is that they do not set the Lord always before them, right? Did Solomon set the Lord always before him? When we permit our communion with God to be broken, our defense is departed from us. I'm going to read that again, beloved. When we permit our communion with God to be broken, our defense is departed from us. Not all your good purposes and good intentions will enable you to withstand evil. You must be men and women of prayer. Your petition must not be faint, occasional, and fitful, but earnest, persevering, and constant. It is not always necessary to bow upon your knees in order to pray. Cultivate the habit of talking with the Savior when you are alone, when you are walking, and when you are busy with your daily labor. Let the heart be continually uplifted in silent petition for help, for light, for strength, for knowledge. Let every breath be a prayer. Let every breath be a prayer. As workers for God, we must reach men where they are, surrounded with darkness, sunken in vice, and stained with corruption. But while we stay our minds upon him who is our sun and our shield, the evil that surrounds us will not bring one stain upon our garments. As we work to save the souls that are ready to perish, we shall not be put to shame if we make God our trust. Christ in the heart, Christ in life, this is our safety. The atmosphere of his presence will fill the soul with abhorrence of all that is evil. We are to despise evil. We are supposed to despise sin. Our spirit may be so identified with his that in thought and aim we shall be one with him, right? So we can be perfect like him through him. It was through faith and prayer that Jacob, from being a man of feebleness and sin, became a prince with God. It is thus that you may become men and women of high and holy purpose, of noble life. Men and women who will not for any consideration be swayed from truth, right, and justice. All are pressed with urgent cares, burdens, and duties. But the more difficult your position and heavier your burdens, the more you need Jesus. It is a serious mistake to neglect the public worship of God. The privileges of divine service should not be lightly regarded. Those who attend upon the sick are often unable to avail themselves of these privileges, but they should be careful not to absent themselves needlessly from the house of worship. In ministering to the sick, more than in any merely secular business, success depends on the spirit of consecration and self-sacrifice with which the work is done. Those who bear responsibility need to place themselves where they will be deeply impressed by the Spirit of God. You should have as much greater anxiety than do others for the aid of the Holy Spirit and for a knowledge of God, as your position of trust is more responsible than that of others. Nothing is more needed in our work than the practical results of communion with God. We should show by our daily life that we have peace and rest in the Savior. His peace in the heart will shine forth in the countenance. I will give to the voice a persuasive power. Communion with God will ennoble the character and the life. Men will take knowledge of us as of the first disciples that we have been with Jesus. This will impart to the worker our power that nothing else can give. Of this power, he must not allow himself to be deprived. We must have a twofold life, a life of thought and action, of silent prayer and earnest work. The strength received through communion with God, united with earnest effort in training the mind to thoughtfulness and caretaking, prepares one for daily duties and keeps the spirit in peace under all circumstances, however trying. The Divine Counsel. So this is the topic, the Divine Counsel. When in trouble, many think they must appeal to some earthly friend, telling him their perplexity and begging for help. Under trying circumstances, unbelief fill their hearts, and the way seem dark, beloved. And all the time there stands beside them that mighty counselor of ages, inviting them to place their confidence in him. Jesus, the great burden bearer, is saying, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Shall we turn from him to uncertain human beings who are dependent upon God as we ourselves are? You may feel the deficiency of your character and the smallness of your ability in comparison with the greatness of the work. But if you have the greatest intellect ever given to men, it would not be sufficient for your work. Without me, he can do nothing, says our Lord and Savior, John 15, verse 5. The results of all we do rest in the hands of God. Whatever may betide, lay hold upon him with steady, persevering confidence. In your business, in companionship for leisure or leisure hours, and in alliance for life, let all the association you form be entered upon with earnest, humble prayer. You will thus show that you honor God, and God will honor you. Pray. Pray when you are faint-hearted. When you are despondent, close the lips firmly to men. Do not shadow the paths of others, but tell everything to Jesus. Reach up your hands for help in your weakness. Lay hold of infinite strength. Ask for humility, wisdom, courage, increase of faith, that you may see light in God's light and rejoice in his love. Consecration, trust. When we are humble and contrite, we stand where God can and will manifest himself to us. He is well pleased when we urge past mercies and blessings as a reason why he should bestow on us greater blessings. He will more than fulfill the expectation of those who trust fully in him. The Lord Jesus knows just what his children need, beloved, how much divine power we will appropriate for the blessing of humanity. And he bestowed upon us all that we will employ in blessing others and ennobling our souls, our own souls. All right, beloved, I am going to segue just a little bit in the front of chapter 43, a higher experience, abiding here, abide in me and he in and I in you. It says, we need constantly a fresh revelation of Christ, a daily experience that harmonizes with his teachings. High and holy attainments are within our reach. Continual progress in knowledge and virtue is God's purpose for us. His law is the echo of his own voice, given to all the invitation, come up higher, be holy, holier still. Every day we may advance in perfection of Christian character. Thank you, Jesus. Those who are engaged in service for the Master need an experience much higher, deeper, broader than many have yet thought of having. Many who are already members of God's great family know little of what it means to behold his glory and to be changed from glory to glory. Many have a twilight perception of Christ's excellence, and their hearts thrill with joy. They long for a fuller, deeper sense of the Savior's love. Let these cherish every desire of the soul after God. The Holy Spirit works with those who will be worked. I'm going to read that again. The Holy Spirit works with those who will be worked. Mold those who will be molded. Fashion those who will be fashioned. Give yourselves the culture of spiritual thoughts and holy communions you have seen but the first rays of the early dawn of his glory. As you follow on to know the Lord, you will know that the path of righteousness is as the light of dawn that shineth more and more into a perfect day. Proverbs 4, verse 18. The joy of the Lord. These things have I spoken unto you, said Christ, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. John 15, verse 11. Ever before him, Christ saw the results of his mission. His earthly life, so full of toil and self-sacrifice, was cheered by the thought that he would not have all this travail for naught. By giving his life for the life of men, he would restore in humanity the image of God. He would lift us up from the dust, reshape the character after the pattern of his own character, and make it beautiful with his own glory. Christ saw of the travail of his soul and was satisfied. He viewed the expanse of eternity and saw the happiness of those who through his humiliation should receive pardon and everlasting life. He was wounded for their transgressions, bruised for their iniquities. The chastisement of their peace was upon him, and with his stripe they were healed. He heard the shout of the redeemed. He heard the ransomed ones singing the song of Moses and the Lamb. Although the baptism of blood must first be received, although the sins of the world were to weigh upon his innocent soul, although the shadow of an unspeakable woe was upon him, yet for the joy that was set before him, he chose to endure the cross and despise the shame. This joy all his followers are to share. Amen. This joy all his followers are to share. However great and glorious hereafter, our reward is not all to be reserved for the time of final deliverance. Even here we are by faith to enter into the Savior's joy. Like Moses, we are to endure as seeing the invisible. Now the church is militant. Now we are confronted with a world in darkness, almost wholly given over to idolatry. There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far, far from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, one of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransom ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through, ere he found a sheep that was lost. Far out in the desert, he heard its cry, fainting and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are these blood drops all the way that marked out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray, ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, why are thy hands so rent and torn? They were pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains, thunder riven, and up from the rocky steep, there rose a cry to the gate of heaven. Rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels sang around the throne. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Elizabeth C. Clefane. But the day is coming when the battle will have been fought. The victory won. The will of God is to be done on earth as it is done in heaven. All will be a happy, united family, clothed with the garments of praise and adoration. All nature in its surpassing lowliness will offer to God a tribute of praise and adoration. The world will be bathed in the light of heaven, and the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun. And the light of the sun will be sevenfold, greater than it is now. The years will move on in gladness. Over the scene, the morning stars will sing together. The sons of God will shout for joy, while God and Christ will unite in proclaiming, there shall be no more sin, neither shall there be any more death. These visions of future glory scenes, pictured by the hand of God, should be dear to his children. Stand on the threshold of eternity and hear the gracious welcome given to those who in this life have cooperated with Christ, regarding it as a privilege and an honor to suffer for his sake. With the angels, they cast their crowns at the feet of the Redeemer, exclaiming, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Revelation 5:12. 12 through 13. There the redeemed ones greet those who directed them to the uplifted Savior. They unite in praising him who died that human beings might have that light, might have the life that measures with the life of God. The conflict is over. All tribulation and strife are at an end. Songs of victory will victory fill all heaven. As the redeemed stand around the throne of God, all take up the joyful strain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain and had redeemed us to God. I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongue, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and upon the Lamb, Revelation 7, 9 through 10. These are they which came out of great tribulation, beloved. I was through that today and over the last couple weeks, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Verses 14 through 17, 21 through verse 4. This is Revelation. We need to keep ever before us this vision of things unseen. It is thus that we shall be able to set a right value on the things of eternity and the things of time. It is this that will give us power to influence others for higher life. In the mount with God, to me, into the mount, God bids us. To Moses, before he could be God's instrument, listen to this, beloved, in delivering Israel, was appointed the 40 years of communion with him in the mountain solitudes. Before hearing God's message to Pharaoh, he spoke with the angel in the burning bush. Before receiving God's law as the representative of his people, he was called into the mount and beheld his glory. Before executing judgment on the idolaters, he was hidden in the cleft of the rock. And the Lord said, I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, merciful and gracious, and abundant in loving kindness and truth, and that will be no means clear the guilty. Exodus 33, 19, 34, 6 through 7. Before he lay down with his life, his burden for Israel, God called him to the top of Pisgah and spread out before him the glory of the promised land. Before the disciples went forth on their mission, they were called up into the mount with Jesus. Before the power and glory of Pentecost came the night of communion with the Savior, the meeting on the mountain in Galilee, the parting scene upon Olivet with the angel's promise, and the days of prayer and communion in the upper chamber. Jesus, when preparing for some great trial or some important work, would resort to the solitude of the mountains and spend the night in prayer to his Father. A night of prayer preceded the ordination of the apostles and the Sermon on the Mount, the Transfiguration, the Agony of the Judgment Hall, and the Cross, and the Resurrection of Glory. This ends the reading for tonight, beloved. And I'm telling you, this is very powerful, right? A higher experience with God. Once we abide in Christ, he will abide in us. Beloved, there are power in the privilege of prayer. I'm telling you, I have been through the fire. I have been through the storm. But let me share this with you, beloved. God will work all things. I had a meeting today where, you know, I mean, I've shared a little bit with you all, but I am so blessed. I am so thankful that God's way is always the right way, right? And all things work together for his good. Romans 8:28, right? And so today I'll just share a little bit. It's kind of like, you know, you kind of got you like your pink slip, but it really wasn't your pink slip, right? It's like you're being reprimanded for something that is not out of not in your control, right? And so in the meeting, it was very, very tense, and you kind of, you know, we know we're in a spiritual warfare, and so we know that the enemy is going to send things for us to go through, and God is going to allow us to go through the fire and go through the trials, because it says that we have to go through it before the little time of trouble, right? We have to go through some preparation. We have to go through some tests, right? And I'm telling you, beloved, you know, my boss was there, and, you know, just that, you know, I was like, oh, my goodness. But before I went in, I prayed Isaiah 40, Isaiah 40, verse 11. I read that, you know, and I called on the, you know, the prayer warriors. I prayed on my behalf, and it was just such a peace that passed all understanding in the meeting. And let me tell you what they try to do. You know, when it says, you know, so Isaiah 41, verse 11, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Right? And you can read all the others, right? But I'm saying I was in that meeting, and it was just like, I mean, but the Holy Spirit was moving, right? And so even though they were saying, you know, they had put me on AWOL, and I mean, I'm not sure how you are on AWOL when you have over 700 of sick leave, right? But as soon as that was done, you know, we're in the meeting, and, you know, that was said, as soon as I got off, you know, so they, you know how you go through the process, and they were asking, you know, so, you know, here's the information, here are the facts, and he has his own thing, and he's going to stick to it, and that is fine. But right after I came off the call with them, beloved, it was just like a second, because remember, you know, you're on a you're on leave without pay for over going on about 2 weeks now, right? Even though you have your sick leave, let me tell you how, you know, how things work. But I knew the enemy was, you know, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, because our God is powerful, he's mighty, right? As soon as that was said, right? So you're punishing me, so you think. As soon as that was said, and I was calm, the peace that passed all understanding, I know it came from God. As soon as he finished that and said, well, you know, you're going to be on leave without pay, da-da-da, I jumped on an email. I saw an email that flicked up on my computer. And the email read, you have been approved for your sick leave. Okay? Okay? I could not have scripted that. Right on time, as soon as you just told me, oh, no, I'm not going to do this, even though you're there. God allow this lady to sin. She said, I can't approve, you know, your telework. That's not out of my department, but I will and can approve your sick leave. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? And so the Holy Spirit brought me to this reading, a higher experience, because we're going to have to go through some things if we want to come up to God. He's going to have to put us through so that to see if our faith are going to stand on our liberty of conscience and on his principle. Amen. I was being bullied. I was being intimidated. They cut my payment off. But so what? I'm not able to buy and sell. Or so they think. And so they think. And Romans 8:28 says, I am so excited, beloved. I am so excited. Romans 8:28 reads, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that what? Love God. To them who are what? The called according to his purpose. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the enemy's throwing your way, know that God says that what? Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. So that's my praise report and my testimony and my prayer request all up in one. So thank you, beloved. Thank you, beloved, for your praise. I know y'all were praying for me.
Amen. 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 Praise God. I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation and that reading. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters to go back, right? The high, the privilege of prayer, a higher experience. And after our dear sister had read the chapter about the higher experience and what the Lord said, she shared her testimony. You know, this testimony is something that we have to give God thanks and praise. That God give her the strength and the courage and the faith during these times that you're going through, you know, with her schooling. And this word that as she finished the testimony, I said, Christ bids us, brothers and sisters, right, to abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can he. Except he abide in me, he that abided in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. I continue you in my love. So God said, my dear brothers and sisters, as Sister Stephanie said, despite of what we are going through, let us hold upon that unchanging hand, Jesus Christ. He never fails you. His promises that he will be with you, brothers and sisters, and even to the end. So let us continue to trust him. Let us continue to hold close to him. Let us continue to be obedient to his will so that we will be able to carry out his mission. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation and also that praise report. And we want to thank everyone tonight who joined. We have some sisters, some new sisters on the line. We on Advent Health Reform Thursday. I welcome you guys, and we are asking you to continue to, you know, be on the line to share your testimony, because I know some of our sisters have some powerful testimony, and we will be praying for you. And we want to thank our regular brothers and sisters. You know, when we listened a while ago to the report or the requests and the praise report from Brother John and Sister Brenda, it was more powerful. And this encouragement is for us to have faith and to trust God. When we listen to our dear sister Elle talk, you know, that bring the health message, the health tip, Sister Cantonelli giving us, you know, some wonderful counsel and things that we can do, you know, with poor circulation, and also some wonderful natural remedy and things that we can do and to be obedient with the health law. When we also listen to our song service, sister who present the song of devotion and our reading scripture, Sister Barnaby, I just want to give thanks. And our wonderful Sister Payne, who came on and sang a wonderful song. She sang a wonderful song for us, and we just want to let her know. Our dear granddaughter, brand new granddaughter on the line who come from Pennsylvania, Sister Tamiko, you know, came and she gave her praises. And we know we have Sister Lynn on the line and other sisters, Lord, who bring, you know, wonderful report. We also have Sister Carla with one of our friends, one of our Jamaica sister who is with Sister Carla. And, you know, she's here and asking for prayer. She will be going back tomorrow. And we just have to give God thanks. And Sister Carla praying that she started to plant tree, my dear, on the property. And she got some help where they're planting some fruit trees today. So we have so many things to praise God for. We all listen for our dear brother Anil, who are in the field doing the aggressive evangelism by passing out the Sunday, National Sunday Law, and also the Ministry of Health, and great controversy in Bronx to people who have been receiving it and, you know, asking questions, and that is praise. And also bring the health tip about vaccination and what they are doing with children sacrifice. And as we read I think it is Revelation with Solomon, what Solomon did, you know, and the Lord was displeased with him. So brothers and sisters, let us be faithful. Do not let us be idling and not following the Lord so that he displeased with us. So I just want to thank God for us, all of us who are here on the line tonight. God is so good. He is so great. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. So, brothers and sisters, let us move on, you know, and follow him. I have a little problem here. Just hold on a little bit. God is so good. He is so great. And he is worthy to be praised. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to pray. And we wish you all a blessed night. Please to have a good night, and remember tomorrow is our preparation day, and we have Sabbath on the line, so we're asking you all to join. So I'm just going to pray and wish you guys a good night. I have a little problem with my computer here. So God is good. Let's pray. Kind and loving, righteous Father, we want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We want to thank you for your word, Lord, of encouragement. We want to thank you for your promises. We want to thank you that we as sister and brother can come on this land, that we can present your word. You are so good, and you are worthy to be praised. Help us, Lord, that we will be obedient to your will. Keep us and guide us, Lord, because we cannot do it for ourselves. We just love you, Father. Send your angels to watch over us and help us to be obedient. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, amen. Good night, brothers and sisters. You may not hear a song because I saw that we are having a little technical difficulty with the computer. So good night, and we will meet. We will meet tomorrow. Bye. Good night, brothers and sisters. We will meet. Have a good night. Right? I am telling you, you know that enemy. So I will pray. Unresting, unhasting, and silent.
Thank you.